Here's the translation of the text into English. Drones, rockets fired at U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, security sources say. Oil gains over 2% as market weighs Iran war supply risks. Analysis: Gulf states press U.S. to neutralize Iran for good as Hormuz crisis deepens. Gold prices rise above $5,000 with Iran war. Central banks in focus. Disputes with China won't be to blame if Trump delays summit with Xi. U.S. average diesel prices cross $5 a gallon as Middle East war tests global economy. Oil prices slide 3% as some ships transit Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices fall after more than 40% surge on Iran conflict. Israel says Lebanese displaced won't return until its own citizens are safe. Google in talks with China's Envicool for data center cooling systems. Top two Chinese oil stocks, according to Goldman Sachs. Google in talks with China's Envicool, others to buy data center cooling systems, sources say. Tesla, LG Energy to build $4.3 billion battery plant in Michigan. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.54 cent. Blue Owl tipped UK mortgage lender Century into insolvency. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.36%. Blue Owl tipped UK lender into insolvency after discrepancy concerns, FT reports. Factbox: 500,000 lose power as storms batter U.S. Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and South. U.S. judge upends Kennedy's overhaul of childhood vaccine policies. Cuba to allow nationals living abroad to own businesses on island, NBC News reports. U.S. manufacturing output increases, home builder sentiment ticks up. Industrial production edges up, surpassing forecasts. Canadian housing starts rise slightly in February, says CMHC. NY Empire State Manufacturing Index dips below expectations. Severe oil shock could drag S&P 500 down to 5D400, Goldman warns. South African inflation expectations hit record low in Q1 survey. No booze, beer, and hummus, healthy habits reshape UK inflation basket. UK house prices edge up in March, but remain below last year's levels. German infrastructure fund failed to spur extra investment, IW says. Trump says he can do anything I want with Cuba. IMF raises concern over Ukraine's access to $8.1 billion aid, Bloomberg News reports. Australia central bank hikes rates in tight call as Iran war stokes inflation risk. Morning bid, central banks gird for oil shocks as RBA votes 5-4 to hike. Bank of Japan chief stresses need to hit 2% inflation backed by wage gains. Aussie dollar eases as RBA hikes rate, currencies drift on war uncertainty. Australia's central bank raises cash rate to 4.1% in close vote. RBA hikes interest rates by 25 BPS on inflation, Middle East risks. Trump administration cannot implement sweeping funding freeze, U.S. court rules. Bybit Institutional shows structural advantages in neutral strategy. New crypto quant strategy index report. Bitcoin price today pulls back after jumping near 76K. Iran war, Fed meet eyed. XRP climbs 10% in rally. Bitcoin holds above $74 as it continues to outperform during Iran conflict. Cardano climbs 10% in a green day. EOS climbs 10% in rally. Bitcoin, institutional interest provides buffer as BTC eyes 73,000 resistance. Bitcoin, strategy ETF demand provides 6% weekly lift amid regional conflict. PrimeXBT launches PX Trader 2.0, bringing crypto and traditional markets into one trading platform. JFB Construction sets March 25th stock split ahead of X10 merger. New Hope H1 FY26 slides. Profit drops 84% on coal price decline. Cathie Wood's ARK stock trades highlight continued sale of Nextdoor. Kepler Weber Q4 2025 slides. International growth offsets domestic pressure. WD-40 declares $1.02 quarterly dividend, sets earnings call. Semtech Q4 26 slides. Data center surge drives record year.